You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Beginning Wednesday, August 6th, the Price County Highway Department will be replacing a large culvert in the town of Worcester in Price County. Substation Road will be closed at Kramer Creek, located 1/2 mile east of North Worcester Road, beginning August 6th at 6:30 a.m. This work is expected to be completed by the late afternoon. Once again, beginning Wednesday, August 6th, the Price County Highway Department will be replacing a large culvert in the town of Worcester, and Substation Road will be closed at Kramer Creek. This work will begin at 6:30 a.m., and this work is expected to be completed by late afternoon. The Price County Highway Department thanks you very much for your patience and cooperation. Tomorrow, August 6th, the Farmers Market is once again back at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church in Park Falls. This will be taking place from 2 p.m. to 5:30 p.m., and at the market you can find such things as locally grown blueberries, raspberries, sugar snap peas, corn, salad greens, broccoli, tomatoes, peppers, kohlrabis, jellies, jams, pickles, salsa, locally produced maple syrup and honey, and much, much, much more, including things such as baked goods and freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, and some houseplants, including succulents. That's only a small snippet of what's actually at the farmer's market, so you're encouraged to stop on by, where most vendors accept Quest Card, EBT, WIC and Senior Market coupons, and because the Park Falls Farmer's Market LLC is a member of the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce, they do accept Chamber Bucks. They've also partnered with Aspires this year to participate in their fruit and vegetable prescription program. Produce and products sold at the market must be or are grown or processed in Price County or the neighboring counties of Taylor, Sawyer, Ashland, Oneida/Vilas, or Iron. Once again, this is taking place tomorrow, August 6th, from 2 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. over at Christ Servant Lutheran Church on Highway 13 in Park Falls. The federal government has pulled funding for a local camp meant to help neurodivergent kids enjoy STEM subjects. Savannah Tomi Olson reports.
Michael Notaro is the director of the Center for Climatic Research at UW-Madison. He started the first STEM camp 4 years ago in Beloit and has added two more in Madison and Baraboo. They're geared toward middle and high school students and inspired by Notaro's own family.
And the goals of the camps are basically to support and foster neurodiversity, to encourage autistic and neurodiverse youth to consider pursuing science degrees and careers.
The camps were funded by grants from the National Science Foundation, but now they've been canceled. Notaro says because it's geared toward neurodivergent kids, the camp counts as a diversity, equity, and inclusion program. Those types of programs have been targets for the Trump administration.
It was disheartening. It was not surprised at all that it happened. It was, you know, had a pretty hard impact because it was right before the summer where we were getting ready to start up our three camps.
The Coakley Foundation stepped up to keep the camps running this summer. Notaro says thank goodness because families rely on this.
These camps help their kids develop advocacy, build social skills and friendships. In the last 4 years, we've had youth from middle school and high school age kids come from 35 different communities across Wisconsin and Illinois. It's across about a 300-mile radius, and it really demonstrates the fact that families are willing to drive very long distances for these camps.
The future is uncertain, and Notaro is searching for other ways to fund the camps. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
XL Energy has announced the start of construction on the Ashland Ironwood Transmission Rebuild Project, which is a major infrastructure upgrade that will hopefully improve electric reliability and support long-term growth across northern Wisconsin and Michigan's Upper Peninsula. This is a multi-year construction project and will rebuild and relocate two older transmission lines, an 88-kilovolt line originally constructed in the 1950s and a 115-kilovolt line from the 1970s, between the Gingles substation near Ashland and the Ironwood substation near Ironwood. This project will also eliminate aging infrastructure crossing the Bad River Indian Reservation and remove a 1.8-mile section of line from Copper Falls State Park, helping reduce environmental impacts and mitigate construction and maintenance challenges posed by the terrain. Construction will begin in Hurley in the next couple weeks, followed by phased activity across the remaining project areas over the next several years. Landowners will be notified in advance of construction activities on their property, which are scheduled to occur as follows. In Mellon, tree removal and east side construction is scheduled to begin in October of this year. In Upson, tree removal is expected in November of this year, with construction beginning in June of next year. In Iron Belt, tree removal is expected in January of next year, and construction in September of next year. In Mellon, construction is expected north and west in June of 2027. In High Bridge, tree removal is scheduled next year, with construction beginning in August of 2027. And in Marengo, tree removal is expected next year or in 2027, with construction in March of 2028. While most work will take place within or near existing rights-of-way, residents may notice temporary traffic controls, construction equipment, and increased activity in your work zones. Your patience and cooperation is appreciated during this vital rebuild project. Wednesday, August 13th, from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m, there's a blood drive over at St. Anthony's Catholic Church at the Padua Center in Park Falls. You can call Jenny Young to make an appointment at 715-744-3267. And if you come give between August 1st to August 28th, you can get a $15 gift card to a merchant of your choice. Once again, this is taking place Wednesday, August 13th, from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. over at 276 South 5th Avenue in Park Falls. With measles cases at the highest level they've been in over 30 years, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services is urging parents to vaccinate their children before this next school year. Melissa Kay has more.
While vaccination rates held close to the previous year when disregarding the new meningitis vaccine requirement for 7th through 12th graders, rates are still below the 95% needed to prevent an outbreak. 89.3% of Wisconsin students meet the minimum vaccination requirements. Last year, whooping cough surged in Wisconsin classrooms. Nearly 3,000 cases of this vaccine-preventable illness were reported to DHS. Now, with measles cases having been reported in the state, DHS officials warn that one out of every four people in the U.S. who contract this highly contagious disease are hospitalized. Stephanie Schauer, director of Wisconsin Immunization Program, says routine vaccines don't just protect your child, they help keep classrooms and the whole community safe.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
A Brewers win in Atlanta. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers face the Braves again tonight after winning last night 3-1. Isaac Collins, a three-run homer. Starting pitcher Quinn Priester going 7 innings. Manager Pat Murphy.
He's been sensational. I was kind of thinking today in about the 5th inning, this kid kind of represents who we are. Nobody knew who Quinn Priester was, and now they do. It's just amazing to see the kid just flourish the way he is.
NFL Packers defensive back Nate Hobbs is out for at least the next 3 weeks after having knee surgery over the weekend. GM Brian Gutekunst on why he signed Hobbs from the Raiders to a 4-year deal worth $48 million.
Yeah, we're trying to become a certain kind of football team that can win and win, you know, deep into the playoffs. And there's a certain kind of a physicality that you have to have. And Nate Hobbs brings all that, and that's why we brought him here.
The team has re-signed defensive back Corey Ballantyne after he was released by the Colts. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. In just a few weeks, Jaws will celebrate its 50th anniversary with a return to the big screen for 1 week. Not to be outdone, Star Wars will also commemorate its 50th anniversary. It's a ways away, but Disney just announced the release is scheduled for April 30th, 2027. The Naked Gun cracked up audiences over the weekend. A subplot of the film is the romance that developed between stars Liam Neeson and Pamela Anderson. Neeson's deceased wife, Natasha Richardson, died in 2009 after a fall while skiing. The actress, who seemed fine at first, later developed a subdural hematoma and passed away at the age of 45, which Neeson has been dealing with for years. Not only does Neeson seem to be happy dating Anderson, but he appears to have the approval of his late wife's family as well. Actress Jolie Richardson, Neeson's former sister-in-law, sent heart emojis after Pamela Anderson posted about the Naked Gun. That's right, folks. I break all the big stories. Still lots of time for summer fun in Wisconsin as the state fair is in full swing. There are lots of good music options, especially if you like a trip down memory lane. Some of the acts include Boyz II Men, Darius Rucker, that's Hootie without the blowfish, Queensryche, Great White, and Quiet Riot, that's a trio that will blow the roof off the joint, even at an outdoor venue. Party safely, folks. Actress Lonnie Anderson has passed away. Anderson played Secretary Jennifer Marlowe on the show WKRP in Cincinnati, which ran from 1978 to 1982. Anderson had built up a decent resume doing guest starring roles before getting the chance to audition. At first, she turned down the role, saying she didn't want to be a stereotypical blonde. The producers took her notes and made her the secretary that doesn't get coffee, doesn't take dictation, and is the smartest person in the room. She was nominated for an Emmy twice for the role. Lonnie Anderson was 79 years old. Fantastic Four: The First Steps was tops at the box office this past weekend, despite a bigger attendance dip than prognosticators initially thought. The film opened strong with $117 million last weekend, but dropped off by almost 70% to pull in only $40 million this past weekend. According to Variety, that is a sign the film has not connected with audiences beyond superhero fans. The film is sitting at $198 million domestically and cost $200 million to make. Coming in second place was The Bad Guys 2, which brought in just under $23 million, matching the original film's take on opening weekend in 2022. Audience scores were through the roof, which could mean the film will be in theaters for a while. Landing in third place with $17 million at the gate was the highly anticipated The Naked Gun. The film pulled in another $12 million overseas. Audience scores for this comedy are also strong. Superman and Jurassic World Rebirth rounded out the top five. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are going to have a little more of that wildfire smoke today. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high right around 80 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 61 tomorrow. Partly cloudy. Could be an isolated shower or thundershower with a high of 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.